The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome to Clan Radio. Clan losing 2-1 in overtime to Belfast Giants. With me is another sad looking Matt Tow. Matt, what can I say about the overtime goal? What was going through your mind?
I saw out the corner of my eye. We had a guy behind us. It was a bad play from me and the boys deserved more tonight. And unfortunately, it was me that made the mistake and cost us a point, because I thought we were going to go on to win that one. Then obviously, I'm gutted about it. And it's not good, but that's hockey. And after they go back to training this week and get to the next games.
Well, fair play to you for talking about it and coming to talk to me. But reflecting on the game as a whole, so many positives you can take from that. Taking Belfast all the way to overtime for a start, they've been so good this season.
Oh, definitely. Look at the depth of their team. It's a fantastic team, but we were there with them tonight, and unfortunately it was a personal mistake that cost us. And on another night, who knows, we could have had the win and would have deserved the win as well.
Both goalies got man of the match tonight, being on the ice. Do you think that was fair, given how both of them played?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I've played with Murph before, and he's a fantastic goalie, and he's having a great year. And then you look at Jonesy, night in, night out, he gives us a chance to win, and he made some fantastic saves for us, and unfortunately the one at the end again. That's all I can say, really.
As a player, how much will that haunt you? I mean, you'll be looking to bounce back straight away. Unfortunately, there isn't a game tomorrow. What are you going to do the next few days to try and get that out of your system?
Well, you know, tomorrow's a new day. I'm going to think about it, obviously. Just happy we managed to get a point. But you can't let it get you down too much. But it's in the back of my mind, and I'm obviously gutted about it. But come next week, I'll be good to go.
I mean, it just shows how tight the team are when every one of them come up to you at the end there to console with you. Do you take any consolation from that at all?
Oh, it's nice that the guys come and give you a tap, but you feel like you're letting down, and that hurts a little. But like I said, it's done now, so I've got to try and get by it.
But how good a team are Belfast Giants this year? You played with them last year, but albeit under a different coach this year. How good are they this year, in your opinion?
I think they're very, very good. Just night in, night out, they don't make mistakes. Like tonight was a close game, 2-1. Right from the goalie all the way to the forwards, the defence, everything's improved this year. And they've got depth, they've got an extra guy, so they're all fighting for places, and they're all playing a good game every night.
We've got a week now to the next game. Just lots of practice in between, and obviously two big games against Dundee next week.
Yeah, definitely. They're must win if you look at our conference, and so we'll work hard this week, and we'll try and get the ball rolling again for hopefully some more wins.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Matt. I'm now with Clan D man Chris Frank. Chris, a 2-1 defeat tonight. Hard one to take after playing so well.
Yeah, it was really tough. Jonesy played great for us, kept us in it at times, especially in the second period. Third period, and we started playing without any lapses or anything like that, and it was a good game, and just an unfortunate outcome.
It seems to me that despite the result tonight, you guys are back on track in terms of how you play and the confidence that goes through you. Those two games last week obviously helped. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, hockey's a really long season, so I think any team at some points is going to go through a little stretch where they're having tough times, but you know, every team's going to get out of it at some point, and hopefully this is this past weekend and the weekend before the times where we're really moving ahead and continuing with our winning ways.
Now, I've got to ask you about that incident with Cody Brookwell at the start of overtime. You were clearly trying to get something going with him there. What was going through your head at that time?
Oh, nothing. It was just two guys just battling and just, I think, just really being real competitive and wanting to win for their side and do what they can. That was pretty much all there was to it.
I thought maybe he was trying to get the fans on side, get them up on their feet. Was there anything in that, maybe?
No, that's not really going through my head at the time. It's more just two guys giving it to each other.
Fair enough. Belfast are top of the league, and rightly so. They've played really well, but Brayhead are still very much in there in that small group underneath them as well. How high can Brayhead go this year?
Our main goal is to take that second spot solely and really get prepared for playoffs, especially with not being in the Challenge Cup running anymore. We just want to make sure we finish as high as we can and make sure we're playing well going into playoffs.
Is it fair to say taking a point from this game is rather more a point gained rather than a point lost, obviously, in what's happened?
Well, I mean, any time you can get a point from right now the best team in the league, you're definitely happy about that. But at the end of the day, it's all about wins. And, you know, we are playing well, but we need to get the job done, too.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.